coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK, your half-hour haven of biblical spirituality dressed in the garb of some of the greatest music ever written. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Today is the 20th Sunday after Trinity. In the historic lectionary that was used in the Western Church throughout almost the entire second millennium, and still in some places such as Our Saviour Fareham, the Gospel reading for today is the parable of the Great Feast from Matthew chapter 22. Like most of Jesus' parables, this story has many layers of meaning. Today's cantata focuses on the connection between the kingdom of God, which the parable depicts, and the life of the church here and now, namely, the sacrament of the altar, Holy Communion, the great royal feast, where Christians are unworthy yet welcome guests, having a foretaste of the heavenly feast to come. The working question is BWV 180, Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele. As one of the chorale cantatas Bach wrote in the church year 1724 to 1725, it is based not directly on the Gospel reading, but is a paraphrase of the hymn of the day. Unlike many of the hymns Bach used in his chorale cantatas, this one has remained popular in the church to this day, and is also found in most English-language Lutheran hymnals. There are a few different translations around. The Lutheran Service Book, the hymnal we use in the ELCE, is found at number 636 as Soul, adorn yourself with gladness. An older, widely used translation gives the opening line as Deck thyself, my soul, with gladness. The hymn was written by the 17th century Lutheran pastor and hymn writer Johann Frank, the melody by his older contemporary Johann Kruger. As always in the chorale cantatas, the first and last verses are kept in their original form, and in this cantata, so is the fourth stanza, while the others are paraphrased for use as arias and recitatives. It's not certain who wrote these paraphrases, but one likely candidate is the deputy headmaster of the St. Thomas Choir School where Bach worked, Andreas Stübel. Stübel's death in the spring of 1725 is a possible explanation for why the cycle of chorale cantatas was never completed. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simayoki. The cantata opens in real style, with a long chorus. The orchestra consists of strings, two oboes and two recorders. Bach uses these three groups of instruments independently, sometimes working together, sometimes forging their own musical paths. The solemn yet joyful instrumental introduction drops hints of the chorale melody as if to prepare the ear for its entry in the choir. When it does come in, the chorale itself is sung by the sopranos, while the other vocal parts are based on a separate theme, built around various snippets of the chorale. Adorn yourself, O dear soul, leave the dark den of sins, come into the clear light, begin to shine with glory. For the Lord, full of salvation and mercy, has now invited you as a guest. He who can reign in heaven wants himself to make his dwelling in you. This work of real beauty draws the congregation's heart both to the mystery and the joy of the heavenly feast, at which Jesus is both host and food, and through which he comes to dwell in his people. Like in the parable, the invitation is being issued to the feast already prepared. The lengthy chorus is followed by a lengthy tenor aria. The words paraphrase the second stanza, which develops a theme of the divine invitation. Stir yourself, your Saviour is knocking. Ah, open quickly the doors of your heart. Even though in rapt delight you need only speak half-broken words to your Jesus. Both the busy flute part, darting around as if to spur sluggish bodies into action, and the lively vocal line create an atmosphere of urgency suffused with irrepressible joy. In the meantime, the continuo keeps knocking away at the door with its repeated notes. Next we hear the third and fourth stanzas of the hymn, sung by the soprano. The third stanza is paraphrased into an ordinary recitative. By contrast, the fourth stanza is presented with his original words, but with the melody so highly ornamented that if you don't listen carefully, you could mistake it for a short arioso. How valuable are the gifts of the holy meal! Nothing like them can be found anywhere. What the world otherwise considers as precious are only toys and vanity. A child of God wants to have this treasure and says, Ah, how my spirit hungers, friend of man, for your goodness. Ah, how often I am accustomed with tears to long for this nourishment. Ah, how accustomed I am to thirst for the drink of the Prince of Life. Constantly I wish that my bones could be united through God with God. The interludes played on the piccolo cello create ample space between the lines of the text to allow for proper contemplation of their meaning. Another recitative follows, this time for the alto. This is an accompagnato, an accompanied recitative, meaning that the chords are not played only on the organ or harpsichord, but by other instruments of the orchestra. Unusually, the accompaniment here is provided by the recorders. The words paraphrase the fifth stanza of the hymn. My heart feels in itself fear and joy. Fear is aroused when it contemplates his grandeur, when it does not find its way in the mystery, nor through reason reaches the bottom of this high work. Only God's Spirit can teach us through his word how the souls here are nourished, who surrender themselves in belief. Our joy, however, is strengthened when we regard the Saviour's heart and take note of the greatness of his love. This leads to a soprano aria, an appeal to Jesus' goodwill, exuding peaceful assurance. Son of life, light of the senses, Lord, you who are everything to me, you will see my loyalty and will not scorn my faith, which is still weak and fearful. The words are undoubtedly a poor paraphrase of Frank's sixth verse, since they not only abbreviate his words but in the process miss their real point. Evidently, Bach too was so uninspired as to compose a pretty little instrumental piece with a voice part tacked on top, without even attempting to do something to bring the words to life. Yet, even this composing by numbers created music of charm. Like a top athlete, Bach came out a winner even when he was playing badly. The final recitative is for the bass. Lord, grant that your faithful love for me, which drove you from heaven, may not be in vain. Set my spirit on fire in love, so that only towards what is known as heavenly in faith it may be directed, and think of your love continuously. The second half of this recitative almost turns into an arioso, as the composer brings extra warmth into the music to reflect the love of which the words speak. The final word is stretched out over a long phrase, to depict the continuousness of the believer's focus on Jesus' love. The cantata closes with a standard harmonization of the final stanza of the chorale. Jesus, true bread of life, help me so that not in vain or perhaps to my loss I may be invited to your table. Grant that I may, through this food for my soul, measure out rightly your love, so that I also, as here on earth, become a guest in heaven. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. We will now hear all of BWV 180, Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele, by Johann Sebastian Bach. The choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan are conducted by Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Timothy Kenworthy Brown, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is taken from Volume 26 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete survey of Bach's cantatas, published on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
Ach, öffne, öffne weit, Freund nach deinem mir dein treues Lieben, so dich vom Himmel abgetrieben, ja nicht vergeblich sein. Entzünde du in Liebe meinen Geist, dass sich nur nach dem, was ihm ich heißt, im Glauben lenke und deiner Liebe stets gedenke.
That was cantata number 180 by Johann Sebastian Bach, Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and soloists Yukari Nonoshita, Timothy Kenworthy Brown, Makoto Sakurada and Peter Koi. The conductor was Masaki Suzuki. Join me again next week. In the meantime, keep listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Why not visit our website at lutheranradio.co.uk to find out more about our programmes, or to subscribe to our newsletter. And if you have friends who are missing out on Lutheran Radio UK because they aren't able to listen to internet radio, tell them about our CD service. All the details are on our website. The address, again, is lutheranradio.co.uk. I'm Pastor Tapanisi Moyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.